like a child with a toy. You just played with my heart.
Thousands of rioters gathered around the southeast corner of 126th Street and 8th Avenue when they heard the news that a man had been shot. Private Robert Banday, a black man and World War II veteran, seemingly got into an altercation in the lobby of the Braddock Hotel yesterday afternoon. Police officers fled to the scene, reportedly handling the issue, but rioters believe Banday was killed by Officer James Collins of the NYPD. Since then, riots have erupted throughout the city, resulting in 6 deaths and property damage estimated at over $5 million. No one knows when the violence will stop, but it speaks to the dark reality of racial discrimination for African Americans on and off the battlefield.
November 18th, 1947. I have to admit that when I first laid eyes on you, my initial thought was that you had very kind eyes. It was like you were staring right into my soul. The crowded hallways could never stop us from locking eyes. How does it feel to be the new kid in town? All the girls are curious, but that sort of attention doesn't seem to bother you. Perhaps you are too preoccupied with all that homework that Mr. Walsh hands out. I think he likes to watch his class squirm when he asks who finished last night's homework. What do you think life will be like after high school? So many things seem uncertain in this world. Well, everything except my faith. I cleave to the hope that God will touch hearts and minds, even those with the most hate. You know, you never told me why you and your family moved up from the South. I can only assume it was in pursuit of a better life. I often dream of traveling the world. If you could go anywhere in the world, where would you go? You know, I'm grateful for this opportunity to get to know you better, but I'm sure that Stephen reads every letter that I asked him to give to you. We need to find a new letter carrier. Mama is finally teaching me how to make some of her famous pound cake. And a little birdie told me that you have a sweet tooth. So I will try to sneak an extra slice just for you. And I'm going to try to convince Daddy to allow you to come sit on the stoop with me. I think he will say yes if Jimmy agrees to supervise. Best of luck on your math test. Sincerely, Clara.
November 20th, 1947. Hello, Clara. I hope you're doing well. I love your letter. What I love most is your beautiful handwriting. You write with such great elegance. I can't even begin to tell you how unprepared I am for this test, or any test for that matter. I just really hope all the late night studying pays off. I got a feeling you'll do just fine, seeing you're one of the finest tutors in the school. You know, sometimes I catch you catching me gazing at you from across the lunchroom. Just sometimes. I'm truly sorry if I stare at you a long time. You're just so beautiful. And I'm sorry if I don't come right up to you and greet you when I see you. I'm working on not being so shy. To me, Clara, you're the most beautiful girl in the whole school. Heck, the whole world. You said in your letter that you would try to sneak me a large slice of pound cake. I would really love that. It would really make my day if I could get that. You asked me why me and my mom and my dad moved up here from down south. Well, Clara, There's a lot of bad things happening to people who look just like me and you. So my family decided that it would be best if we move up north and start a new life with more opportunity. But I think I just heard the bell ring. I would love to sit with you on your stoop. I better be getting to class. I gotta go, beautiful. See you soon. And oh, if we're in the hallways and we see each other, don't forget to wave. I know I will. Sincerely yours, James.
Well Writers Entertainment, Well Audio, and Good Fig Network bring you Forever Yours, produced by Tajanae Crawford. Directed, executive produced, and written by Randall and Talisha Crawford. Featuring Randall Crawford as James Young and Talisha Crawford as Clara Montgomery. The Forever Yours interlude is written and performed by Zenashe. Forever Yours is an original production from Well Writers Entertainment. Can't wait for the next episode. Be sure to listen every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. New episodes air every week. Listen to all of Season 1 on the Good Fig Network app or wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to tell your friends and family about Forever Yours. And don't forget to rate and review this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for listening. Be well.